the oldest married couple just made it into the Guinness World Records. And it's incredible. They've been married 80 years, and sure, other people have been married that long. But this couple's been married 80 years. The husband is 110 years old, and the wife is 104 years old. Julio and Waldromina have been married for 80 years. They were married in 1941 in the Church of Bethlehem. It's pretty incredible to hear about this couple who, in fact, did not have the approval of other people when, or should I say the most important people, when they got married. This young couple from Ecuador didn't have the support of their parents, in fact. Their own parents on both sides didn't support the marriage, and so they were actually married in secret. Married in secret with the presence of their godparents and some close friends. And here's the cool thing. They're Catholic. They raised their family Catholic. And when asked about what the driving force behind this lasting marriage is, do you want to know what their number one claim was? I think it's fascinating. Think about it for a second. If you were married for 110 years old, and 104 years old, you'd been married for 80 years, and your parents didn't approve of your marriage, you're married in the Catholic Church, you have all these grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and someone asks you all these years later, what's the driving force behind your lasting marriage? What would it be? Well, their answer was that it was their friendship. And the fact that their friendship started before they ever even began dating. I have to tell you, I think that this is gold. A couple in the Guinness Book of World Records, one of the longest lasting marriages, 110 years old, 104 years old, still kicking in the face of all the insanity of this world right now. And by the way, we're going to get to what they have to say about the coronavirus as well. Good perspective from some sage elders here. But coming back to this friendship thing, it's the driving force behind their lasting marriage. They said they became friends and then started dating. My argument is that chastity is at the heart of that. You see, we can't have a chaste relationship before marriage anymore. Because we don't. We start dating before we even know a person. We start sleeping with them before we even know them. I remember that Carrie Underwood song, I Don't Even Know My Last Name. She goes on about how we should pull up the audio for that. I should have thought of it. But Carrie Underwood singing, she had won American Idol a number of years ago, the first handful of seasons. She's singing on and on about how she doesn't even know her last name. Her mom would be so ashamed. She woke up and next thing you know, I think it was kind of one of those Vegas marriage situations. It didn't happen for real. At least not to my knowledge. But this is the song. And I think that that song summarizes the song of our culture with regard to dating and marriage. I don't even know my last name. I don't even know anything about this person. I've fallen into bed with them. And as I know some social scientists have commented, one of which being Mark Naris, that it's like we're two raw pieces of meat anymore rubbing up against each other. Sorry, that's blunt, but that's what dating and marriage is in so many ways. And yes, I say even marriage because guess what? You're no longer interested. Someone else has picked your interest. Megan Fox, anyone else? We can name a few. And there you are. You're just another piece of meat that's walked along. You didn't have a friendship with that person. You didn't get to know them. You see, this is why friendship and chastity is so important before marriage. This is why this couple has a happy marriage 80 years later. This is probably part of the reason why they're 110 years old and 104 years old. Because they found happiness within their marriage. And let me tell you this, they said they were friends before they ever started dating. And we could say, oh yeah, but it was different back then. They got married in the 40s. Sure, you could say it was different back then, but I think that they knew what the real no-strings-attached type of dating was. You see, people talk all the time about casual sex, casual dating, no strings attached. That's not true. We are emotionally and physically wrapped up in people today. Yet they lived in a time where that wasn't quite the case as much so, although the tides were turning already back in the 40s. But that friendship allows you to have the real no strings attached dating. You can get to know someone, test the friendship out. See how they interact with other people. See how they treat their parents. We could go on and on. But here's some of what they talked about. They talked about things they love to do, and they love going to the movies and to the theater and big family gatherings. But they emphasized the importance of, quote, family unity under the rules of love, mutual respect, and an adequate education based on family values. They said these are the keys to living together healthily. Let's break that down real quick. A rule of love. Well, a rule of love doesn't just have to do with feelings, because love isn't just some emotion, which is what I think modern day society defines it as. Love, really, we should think of as an action word. It's who we are and how we react in response to another person, which calls upon mutual respect, which is part of what they list here. Then they list an adequate education, but they're not saying, hey, go and get your master's degree, go and get your PhD. No, an adequate education based on family values. This comes back to that whole idea where the Catholic Church teaches that parents are the primary educators of their children, because you learn how to be a human person. You learn how to be happy and good and honest with yourself within the context of a family. And through those family values and that sense of responsibility, they say these are, quote, keys to living together healthily. This is how you learn to function in a future marriage, how to function with your future children. In just a few short sentences, this couple with sage wisdom of 80 years of marriage, being 110 and 104 years old, pull right out from underneath our feet this rug that we are so comfortable on, that love is a feeling, that you have to sleep with someone before you get married, that you need to have the highest possible education in order to be equal with someone else. That's not true. They said to live together, it required rules of love. That's an action, because it requires mutual respect, as they say, and an education based on family values. That's the key, they say. That's the recipe for success in living together healthily. And it's interesting because they actually have some comments about this current coronavirus that we're facing in the world. This cute little couple from Ecuador, a Catholic couple that I add, whose parents didn't approve of them getting married. I don't know why, but they didn't. They said, it's true that at this time it's difficult because we're overwhelmed by a pandemic that affects everyone. Notice they recognize it's overwhelming. But then they go on to say this, it's also a reminder to pass on to our generations the example of being worthy to continue on. So what's the lesson been that this married couple has taken away from the coronavirus and everything we've seen? To be worthy to continue to live. Are you living a life that's worthy? Are you living a life of mutual respect, love, and education rooted in family values? Because look at the fruit. Look at the fruit that's born. A marriage that has been committed, faithful, and lasting for life. The words they have to say show us just a piece of the recipe and the fact that it is possible to marry someone for life, to choose that person day in and day out.